We welcome you back to Riders Field and the Cacique pregame show. Turning it up for Game 6, the series finale between the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hawks. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We had a chance yesterday to sit down with the stalwart at shortstop, Franier Chavez, who has been around for the entire season with the Rough Riders, and he is the heart and soul of this team that'll be in the playoffs at the end of the year. We sat down with Franier yesterday, played part one before game five, and now here as we prepare for the final game of this six-game series, let's play part two here on the Cacique pregame show. We haven't talked, at least in an interview, since the first half championship, and you were around the last time this team won a title. You were on the field at first base. How important is it for you to see this team back in the playoffs, and how much are you looking forward to getting a chance to make a run at the championship again?
No, I'm really looking forward to it because it's a different brand of baseball that you play in the playoffs and especially fighting for a championship ring. It's always fun. It's always fun. Like, every pitch matters. Like, every swing matters. It's a different brand of baseball in September.
You've been here since the beginning of the season. There's a lot of new guys that weren't here at the beginning of the year, some of the younger guys. What do you do when young guys come up, maybe that you know before, that have played in some of the lower levels, to just kind of tell them about how this team plays baseball?
I mean, it's a good brand of baseball all throughout the organization. Like, they know how the Rangers play ball. And, I mean, we know each other from spring training. Pretty much we know everybody, and I feel like that's a lot easier when they come up and they get the call up to Frisco. Like, it's a family since March or February when we get to spring training, so it's not a lot different for them. It's just maybe getting used to the park, but like the relationship and all that, it's been set up since the beginning of the year.
And since he came up, you've basically been throwing to him every day over at first base. What have you made of what Arturo Diesel has done for this team so far this year?
Oh, he's a great player. He picks us up every time we need him, on defense, and I mean, we know what he can do with the bat. So he's an awesome player and an amazing person outside of baseball.
And obviously he's not in the field next to you this year because he's just DHing, but Sebastian Walcott has come up and he has been so good over these last couple of weeks. What is it like to get to play with Sebastian again?
Oh, it's a special kid. I mean, Sebastian is out of this world of talent. I mean, he came back a lot stronger. I think he switched up his routine on hitting-wise, which is like showing right now what he can do with the bat. I mean, last year he had a good year, but this year I think he's hitting more for power and he's not even trying. I think that has a lot to do with him being more mature and like his physical like looks a lot better.
Last question for you, Franier. There's only a month to go in the regular season. What, at the end of it, if you look back on it and you did something specific, would make you say it was a successful final month?
Bringing it every day. Being positive and try to help everybody. Try to pick up each other. It's not an easy game. It's a mental game, and at least trying to help whoever I can. I think that's the most important thing that I look back for.
All right, that's Franier Chavez. You're on the Cacique pregame show. Franier, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you once again.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.